after all you put me through.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My special guest closing out my show today on Election Day, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, former Tea Partier, former Righty Talk radio host, and now a friend of mine and a friend of yours, Joe. Always a pleasure.
How funny is that, Maggie? How funny is that, that you and me are friends now? How wild.
I just like to think this is because, one, strange times sometimes bring people with differing views of the world together. But I also think that it is emblematic of the fact that both conservatives and folks who are more progressive, and I actually consider myself a centrist and a pragmatist above all else, that there actually is much to be discussed and learned from one another. And I think so much of politics have been about the politics of distraction, right? Like, look over here, not at what's actually happening. Because as you put it before we went to break, Joe, people legitimately feel like they're getting screwed. If you're a working person in this country, especially if you work for an hourly wage, you have felt unfairly treated. And the reality is, when we look at our labor policies, we look at our tax policies, I think the middle class has been unfairly treated. And the improvements or the work that has been done often is on a macro level, it's difficult to brand and explain. But when we come right down to brass tacks, you know, we look at how wealth and income inequality has grown over the last 60 years in this country, people are absolutely right to feel ticked off. They have been getting screwed. We don't have an economy that works as it should for the middle class. And I, by middle class, folks, I mean basically anybody that's got a net worth of south of maybe $20 million, which might shock some people, but that's what I think we're at. We got a tax code that works for people with tens of millions of bucks, not for folks that are trying to leave a little to their kids or make it a little bit easier for their kids in the next go around. Joe, what are your thoughts about that? I mean, you and I'll pick up where we're leaving off today after the election to have some more of these debates. But your thoughts on that, because I do think Democrats have tried to get things done for the middle class. I think overall the economy right now is the envy of the world, but we need to translate that into better real wage growth and better tax policy that's fairer to middle class Americans.
And that's the debate we all need to have after the election. Mm. I guess the discussion for right now, though, is working class America has felt like the Democratic Party has grown arrogant and elitist. And when you, by the way, Maggie, when you look at the data, Democrats now have become the party of the college educated, the wealthy suburbanites. And you see working class Americans who have concerns about immigration, right, and the economy, and Trump scares them on these issues, but they haven't felt like, you know, the Democratic Party has been listening to them for a long, long time. I want Kamala Harris to win, but after she wins, Democrats need to do some real soul searching about how they can roll up their sleeves and listen to working class America again. They really need to do that.
I think not just listen to, but talk to, listen first and talk to and engage these kinds of discussions. I've been hearkening back, you know, when John McCain was doing that town hall and a woman called Barack Obama like a terrorist and he said, "No, ma'am. No, we disagree about a bunch of stuff, but that's a good person." Like, that's the place I want to be able to get back to have these kinds of meaningful debates about the things that actually show up in people's pocketbooks and at their kitchen tables.
And we will not get back to that if he wins.
Correct.
We can get back to that if she wins.
Yes. That, to me, when I talk to conservative friends of mine, I say, great, let's have those debates. And yes, we have had an immigration problem. Our system is broken. We need to do better on all these things. Wouldn't it be nice to have that discussion? And just as you said, Joe, I think the closing argument is, if you want to have those discussions, if you feel like your issues haven't been heard, vote for Kamala Harris. We can have those discussions again.
And that's the perfect closing argument, Maggie. And if you want 4 years of utter chaos with Trump's mug in front of you every single day, then go ahead and vote for Trump. But if you want to kind of have serious conversations about getting stuff done, vote for Kamala Harris.
Folks, that's Joe Walsh, former Illinois congressman, former Tea Partier, former right-wing radio host, friend of mine, and a friend of each and every one of you, because having the tough conversations about the issues that actually matter is the job of people that do what Joe and I do. Joe, if you're talking to, let's say, a man that lives in the state of Wisconsin, maybe in the North Woods, maybe in the western part of the state, hasn't voted yet, thinks Kamala Harris is up to no good, but also thinks Trump is a bad dude, and he hasn't voted yet. What's your argument to him, Joe?
If you give a damn about our democracy, vote for her. I would say to him, hey, one of these two candidates is going to lose. Your vote means something. Trump will never accept your vote, because if Trump loses, he'll never concede. So if you care about that, vote for her. And I would, the other thing I'd say, Maggie, is, look, again, if you want the Trump crap show, I'm watching my language, in front of your TV set for 4 years, right? It's just stupid, stupid bull crap every day for 4 years and nothing gets done. Then have at it. Vote for Trump. But if you want to try to begin to get stuff done, I mean, she's going to put a Republican in her cabinet. She's going to pull all kinds of people together. If you want to try to get stuff done, vote for her.
Thanks so much, Joe. It's been a real pleasure. I can't wait to continue more of these policy debates with you, my friend. Folks, I hope you join me in a big heartfelt thanks to former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, our special guest today.
You rock, Maggie!
Love you, Joe! Take care, everybody. Get out there and vote. Civic Media's special election coverage continues with the Dom Salvia Show up next. I might be there for a little overtime, a little chit-chat with my good friend Dom, but we'll be here all night helping you get through today's big election. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for democracy.